Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
All the news is out. Super Bowl 52. Look who's going to be singing the national anthem. Pink. Yeah, Pink will be stepping up before the game to sing the national anthem. It's a treacherous path. You know, I have actually sang the national anthem once myself. And you're thinking, wait a minute, Kevin, you're not a singer. To which I would say, you're absolutely right, I'm not. But I've been told I did a pretty good job, actually. Did it back in 2002 at a minor league baseball game in New Jersey. But that being said, the problem with a lot of singers singing the national anthem, and see if you agree with me on this, you really shouldn't jazz it up. You shouldn't try to go on runs. And I think that's the mistake a lot of singers do. They try to make it a fancier song than it is. It is arguably one of the hardest songs in the world to sing. In terms of national anthems, I think it's a toughie. What's the greatest national anthem ever sung? Let's just talk Super Bowl for a second here. In my humble opinion, the greatest rendition, this has still not been outdone, was Super Bowl 25 in 1991. Remember when Whitney Houston stepped up to the microphone? Entranced by this. So she did that, the national anthem, and again, I think that is still the gold standard for celebrity national anthems. That being said, there have been some other good ones. Super Bowl 50 in 2016, Lady Gaga went up there and she did this. Pretty darn good. I remember afterwards we were all like, wow, that was all right. And then no comparison to the national anthem would be complete without remembering what none other than Roseanne Barr did in 1990 at a San Diego Padres game. Oh. She later apologized for it. She said, I thought it would be a little funny. Kind of a joke, making a little humor there. Yeah, it was not, and it was absolutely horrendous. So, Pink will be performing the national anthem at the Super Bowl, February 4th. We'll see how she does. Again, tough to top Whitney.
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audioboom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.